Torah was written by Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak, part of the inner circle of the Arizal in Tzfas in the 1600s. And it's a very unique sefer. It's interesting that it made it into the somewhat mainstream Limud HaMusar of yeshivas, even the more Lithuanian Litvish yeshivas, because it definitely deals with a lot of concepts on a Kabbalistic level. And more as you progress in the Sefer, the earlier parts of the Sefer are a little more down to earth. But it's a very important Sefer because it focuses primarily on the mitzvah of Alachta B'Drachav. Mitzvah of Alachta B'Drachav, we find all the midos that a person is supposed to work on in the ways that the Torah and the ways that the Nevi'im describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And that gives us a little insight into how we're supposed to behave ourselves. Number one, for the Kim HaMitzvah, Kishal Atzma, as far as that's concerned. But also, another theme that the Talmud Devorah brings out is that we usually, especially these parashas, we talk about Midah Keneged Midah, how you get punished. You know, there's a lot of Paro, a lot of Mitzrim, who are suffering Midah Keneged Midah. But there's also, there's a Chesed Midah Keneged Midah. The more that a person attaches themselves to certain qualities of the Ribono Shel Olam, so then that entitles them, as it were. The way that Hashem deals with human beings is to tap into that same, medium for interaction. I had a special schluss to this edition. If you can get a copy of this edition, very good. In the back, there's a short mamarim and haros from Matzio Solomon. When I was your age, I guess, we organized a little chabur of guys. Used to go down to Lakewood every once in a while. Can't say we did it a lot, but a number of occasions. Matisio had a chabur for us in his house, in his living room. And he should have a refuah shleimah. He's not doing so well, unfortunately, now. But we learned Talmud Devorah. So it has a special place in my heart. But also Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn pushed this a lot. We learned it in Friday nights in Moshe Kol, in the high school Kol, he used to give Shurim and Talmud Devorah. And the Musar Kol, we learned it at some point also. I just want to, with that hagdam, I just want to, if you get a chance, happy to make copies of this also, or I can give it to Idan. The Hagdamah to the Sefer, written by Rav Aaron Dov Goldberg, in Tels. So he's become very well known for many things. He's one of the Rosh Hashiva, but for his commentaries on various Sefer Musar. So he has over here on the Hagdamah something very interesting, just to give a perspective. It's good to start morning Seder with. It's no good to this time of the year also. Pasuk in the Megillah says, when Achashverosh asks Esther, what do you want? So she says, "Nafshi b'shelasi, v'ami b'vakashasi." So Vilna Gaon makes the comment that the two halves of that pasuk, "Nafshi b'shelasi, v'ami b'vakashasi." Right. So you see from there the difference between a vakash and a sheila, because she's using both terminologies. Right. So what's referenced by a vakash? What's referenced by a sheila? So he says, if you look at the pasuk of Achasha Alti Nes Hashem Uso Avakish. So you see, David HaMelech is also shtelling to the same nusach. So the pshat is because nafshi b'sheilasi, right? So sheila means something personal. V'ami b'vakashasi, the abakash is something apparently, in the words of Esther Malka, which is broader, which is greater, which is encompassing all of Klal Yisrael. So the same thing when it comes to David HaMelech, what he's asking for, shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai, his learning is something which A, focuses on the achasha alti, the personal, the nafshi, right? And the she'ela, on another level, also accomplished through the Talmud Torah of Shifti Beis Hashem, is something which apparently affects all Klal Yisrael, right? So, our basic understanding is that we'll go to the Beis Medrash and I open up a gittin, and I'm learning, and I'm understanding the sukkahs, and that's my avoda. Okay, that's true, of course, but there's got to be something which David HaMelech is revealing to us is impactful for all of Klal Yisrael. If you take the Vilna Gaon's pshat all the way. So I didn't get a chance to look at this before, but I think somewhere in the Hagdama, that's the word he says, that a person has to appreciate Halachta B'drachov means following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, right, and being mashpia on others, and as a result, inviting the hashpah of the Ribono Shel Olam as well. But part of that means, through Limud HaTorah, appreciating that you're opening up the pathways for so much of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, but not just for yourself, like Mr. Osman famously said, when a a guy in yeshiva, you know, learns Black Gemara in Vilna, it means that one less college student in Paris is going to light a cigarette on Shabbos. That was his mashal, because that's what they were fighting, the two different parts of Europe. You know, there was a kutzel kutzel. But to understand that you're not just learning for yourself, but there's a kiyum of halachta bedrachav when you open up the Gemara because of the hashpa that it can bring to all the Klal Yisrael. Just see if you give me 1 second before we... So the thesis that he's trying to put forth over here is that even a person sitting and learning by himself, Torah is a pathway to the fulfillment of halachta bedrachav. Just try to take out a few little pieces over here. The biggest chesed you can do for the Bria is to learn. Quotes from Talmud Dvorah a little bit later, Perek Beis, and the obligation for a person to be mizdamet to the Kona, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. K'moshu yisod chachmas Torah kedum, v'liyachsa shum psod Torah, kach liyifne el shum p'niyah chutz m'achshev sa Torah, zuhay sa malas shir b'shim nebchaber. The focus on Torah, behedi d'masha adam enam mafsik machshavtim talmud Torah, l'rega k'mor b'shim barichai v'chaber. The more the person is focused, uninterrupted, that's the highest connection to the number one sphere of the Ribbono Shalom. The same way that the Ramchal says that Hashem created the world in order to do good, to perform chesed with the Bria, with the Brios. Person accomplishes that through learning. The chesed that he's able to be meitiv l'chol ha'olam is greater through Torah than anything else. You want to fulfill what it means to have a tzel mokim, right? Page number one of Chumash, that's the whole purpose of creation. That's what we're doing right now. It's kedai to sit for a minute or two before you start learning, have in mind what I'm doing right now is going to make the guy in JSS give him some chizuk in his learning this morning. Maybe someone who wouldn't put on a yarmulke, maybe today he's going to put on a yarmulke. Okay, the guy next to me, maybe my learning creating an atmosphere of Talmud Torah will improve and make it more conducive for every other guy in the base medrash to be able to learn this morning. Right? I'm doing a chesed for 400 people in the Beis Medrash right now because I'm sitting here. People don't think about that, right? If I don't show up that day, right? That's another thing. Okay? Imagine walking to the Beis Medrash and before you open the door and say, I look like the Ribbono Shel Olam right now. I'm not much to tell Malkim because I'm, make sure it doesn't go to your head, but it should go a little to your head. And think, wow, what am I accomplishing? Just to Mamash, last point here. You're not off the hook with the chesed itself, right? This is a grumma of chesed. It counts also, but it's a grumma. Right? We know that Abai and Rava they had different milos in chesed, and as a result, one lived longer than the other, even though they were both subject to the klola of Beis Eli. Yeah. You have to give time to Torah, time to chesed, every person according to what you're able to accomplish. Just the bottom line, don't think you're only being kind to the Talmud Torah. It's also a tremendous chesed to be able to give to Klal Yisrael, to the entire world, and the people sitting right next to you through your learning. Also, Avakish is Nafshi B'Shei Lossi. The Ami Bavakashrasi. Okay.